Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mula pa po sa Geelong, ang Punsalang family, starting off with, syempre, sa kanilang ama or daddy na si Jordan. Good morning, Jordan. Welcome to SBS.
Good morning.
Ayan. And also the mommy, of course, Fritzy Punsalang. Magandang araw.
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat.
Ayan, at dalawang chikiting na hindi na masyadong chikiting ngayon. We have Adam, the kuya. Hello, Adam. Welcome back. And of course, the only girl, ayan, sa magkakapatid, si Paige. Hi, Paige. Welcome.
Hello.
Ayan, welcome to SBS Filipino. Bago ang lahat, Merry Christmas sa inyo.
Merry Christmas.
Ayan, 5 days to go before Christmas. May mga plano
five
ba tayo?
5 days na lang ba?
Oo nga.
Oh my goodness.
Sa sobrang busy, hindi mo na alam, diba? Oo. Anong ano plano natin for Christmas? I know, uwi kayo sa Pilipinas. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yes, at malapit na ang inyong pag-uwi. Ilang araw na lang. Excited ba ang mga bata? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Is this your first time going back to the Philippines?
Yeah, I haven't been back since we left, so.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it should be exciting.
20 years plus?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So it's our first time to go back to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. We arrived here in 2006. So first time naming uwi sa Pilipinas. Biyahe namin next week.
Next week na. And Paige,
so, this Paskong is Pilipinas.
Paskong Pinoy talaga. So Paige is going to be your first Filipino Christmas. What are you looking forward to?
Just like the culture and just having like lots of family around.
Wow.
And meeting people who are like me, you know.
Yeah, have you practiced any Filipino words already to share with your cousins there?
Not really.
How about Adam? Do you know some Filipino words?
I'm better at listening to it, but my speaking could use some work.
Okay, sige. When you go to the Philippines, you learn and
yes,
you also adapt to the culture. But anyway, saan ba sa Pilipinas? Sa Manila lang ba tayo?
Sa Manila muna, then we go to Palawan.
Wow!
And then Boracay.
Oh, wow. Sinulit talaga yung bakasyon. I love Palawan and Boracay.
Yes.
Ayan. I'm so happy for you guys na makaka-uwi na kayo after 20 years, no? 20 years pa? Plus.
Oh, 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
So, wala kasing busy.
Oo nga. Understood naman yan. But anyway, speaking of stories ng pagbabiyahe, ito, pag-usapan muna natin yung kwento ba, paano ba napunta yung Punsalang family dito sa Australia? Because I know, Fritzy and Jordan, doon kayo sa Pilipinas nakabase. You grew up there and all. Doon na din kayo nakakilala, is that right?
That is correct.
Oo. And then you moved abroad at dito na din sila Adam and si Paige lumaki. So, eto muna. Let's talk about your journey here. Ano yung inspirasyon or ano yung reason bakit kayo nag-migrate dito sa Australia?
It was actually my decision. Kasi unstable na ng politics sa Pilipinas. So, yun yung talagang nag-drive sa akin to decide that I don't think I'd be able to raise a family where there's a lot of political instability, kahit ang ganda ng kultura, pero pagka ang leadership, di ba,
yes,
ng isang bayan, parang wala, parang 2 years straight kasi yun eh, na may political unrest. Tapos, di nag-apply ako, hindi nga nito alam ni Jordan. Tapos maya-maya ng konti. Sabi ko, magpa-medical ka. Mag-IELTS ka. Sabi niya, what's this for? Sabi ko, basta. And then all of a sudden, I got the offer for a permanent residence. And then I told Jordan. Tapos, July yata yun eh. July 2006. Tapos, dun lang niya nalaman na alis na kami. Tapos, impake na lahat.
Oh, so, wait. So, in what industry were you that time? When you applied?
Yeah, university.
Ah, as a teacher?
Yes.
Ah,
as an educator. Yes.
Oh, as an educator. And back in the Philippines, you were also an educator. Pero not politically, like, ano naman. The political side.
A lecturer ako sa university and then for a time I work at the Senate of the Philippines.
Ah, okay. Oo. So doon kayo nakakilala sa university ni Jordan?
Hindi.
Ah, hindi.
Singer yan siya.
Singer din si Fritzy. Yes.
Nag-concert siya tapos nag-hire siya ng mga dancers, mga guest dancers at doon
si Jordan ay isa sa sabi niya hindi daw siya backup dancer, featured dancers daw sila dun sa
concert.
Dance group.
Solo concert mo yon.
And then we met there on the 30th of December in 1995, and then 5 years later we got married on the same day.
Wow.
30th of December 2000. Did we get married in 2000? Yes.
Hindi na alam. Wow, what a story. Sumegway ako sandali sa love life. I was just curious kung paano yun nangyari. So, but si Jordan is, you were in UP and you were also in the dance club. Is that right?
Yes. I was a member of the UP Filipiniana Dance Company. And then after nun, naging member na ako ng iba't ibang dance group sa Philippines. Professional dance groups. Tumasayo sa TV, sa corporate events.
Wow.
Yes, even sa film. Yeah.
Oo. So, nung sinabi si ni Fritzy, we're gonna migrate to Australia, anong naging reaction mo?
It was okay first. And then, nung gabi na, nung before the flight, nag-tantrums na ako. Sabi ko, unpack everything. Unpack. We're not going.
Oh, really?
Yes. Even at during the day sa airport nung flight na, umiiyak ako, ayoko talaga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kasi feeling mo parang ma-uproot ka at hindi mo na magagawa yung...
Pero matapos ko ibinenta yung company lahat. Wala na kami appliances, wala na lahat. Dun lang talaga nag-sink in na aalis na ako tapos hindi na ako makakabalik.
Because really there was no reason to leave the country because we're sought after choreographer and events director and... You know, we're running our own small productions company and dance company, and I, you know, my career is going all right.
Yeah.
Kaya lang kasi long term ako mag-isip eh.
Mm-mm.
So iniisip ko na yung young family, where is a great environment where I can raise my young, you know, my children and young family. So yun yung ano ko. Yun yung aking vision.
Mm-mm.
And na-convince ko naman siya, pero...
Pero nagtantrum siya.
Pero nagtantrum pa rin talaga siya.
But bakit Australia?
Maraming options initially. So, pero maganda ang Australia because we're on the same time zone.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my family in year 2006 moved to the U.S., like my mom, my dad, my sister. So most of my family's in the East Coast of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
But it's on the other side of the world.
Mm.
And I find Australia to be a really great melting pot for cultures. And I like the arts scene. Mm. I did research when I was in university about post-colonial literature and criticism. Tapos ang ano niya, yung parang... writers noon eh naka-base sa Australia. So, fascinated ako sa thinking ng bansa.
Uh-oh.
So, sabi ko, Australia na lang kaya. And then, it all worked out. So, we're here.
Yeah. And how about Jordan? So, when you were here na, I'm sure there were challenges, right? 2006, wala pa masyadong mga Filipinos dito. Konting-konti pa lang. So, what were the challenges you encountered, if you can share?
Initially, dapat Sydney kami.
Mm.
Tapos, nag-change na lang ng decision before the flight na mag-Melbourne.
Mm. Wow! On the spot?
Probably not on, but closer to the date.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Melbourne, pinikap kami ng Aunt Nifritz, which is, you know, dinala kami sa St. Leonard's, which is 40 minutes away from Geelong, or like 1 hour and 40 from here.
Mm-hmm.
At yun talaga walang tao.
Yeah.
Yun ang challenge doon. Sometimes, I have to wake up early, go out, and just say hi to the rubbish bin collector. Because that's the only guy.
Para may interaction.
May interaction. Kasi it's a holiday area. And nag-arrive kami spring, wala pang tao.
Okay, yeah.
So, wala talaga.
Mm-mm.
Sobrang tahimik. Galing kang Manila na sobrang busy.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, bigla kang pumunta sa napakatahimik na lugar.
Mm-mm.
Wala. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yung parang sense of community wasn't there yet. At saka, yeah, I understand that. Kasi nga, sanay ka. Lalo na performer ka, yeah?
Yes, lagi akong busy.
Exactly.
Noon.
Tapos biglang tahimik.
Tahimik.
Oh. How did you handle that?
Lagi lang ako nasa kwarto. Tapos sabi pa nung aunt namin, you know, just relax. Stay here for a year. Before, don't even look for work. Just, you know, just enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 weeks, naghahanap na ako ng work.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi sobrang wala akong magawa. Alam yung... tahimik lang eh.
Yeah.
Hindi ko alam gagawin ko sa sarili ko.
Oh, oh. So what was your first job? Did you land the job 2 weeks after?
Yes. Sa chefing.
Ah.
Sa hotel, St. Leonard's Hotel.
Oo.
Yan. Nag-apply ako, interview the following day, nakuha ako.
Oo.
Tapos yun, naging busy. Doon, naging busy na kami kasi leading to summer.
Uh-oh.
Sobrang busy ng mga pubs and yung mga
At saka kasi ano yun eh, parang beach area. Area.
Yes, in, coastal.
Coastal, yes. Ang daming tao. Oh. Isa sa mga, siguro, dalawa sa mga challenges na naisip ko nung bago kami dito sa Australia, una yung weather. Kasi October yung dumating kami, so parang spring yun, di ba? Pero ginaw na ginaw kami, tandang-tanda ko yun. Paglabas ko ng airport, parang, oh my gosh, ilang layers mga kailangan ko suotin. Yun, ginaw na ginaw ko. Tapos, maya-maya ng konti, sobrang init. Yung extreme,
paiba-iba.
Ano, weather. Talagang yung four seasons in a day, kumbaga. Tapos, pangalawang adjustment, yung food. Yeah. Or yung mga bagay na nakasanayan mo.
Exactly, yeah.
Wala.
Oh, oh.
Tapos wala masyadong mga Filipino groceries na available sa Geelong kasi regional Victoria siya, 'di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos wala ring Filipino restaurant sa Geelong. So, 'yun yung parang hinahanap-hanap mo. So, ang closest thing na pinupuntahan namin, parang tumutuwa na kami makapunta sa Chinese. Parang, oh my God, may rice!
Oh, oh.
Yung ganyan. Yun yung kasi naghahanap ka ng rice, 'di ba? Naghahanap ka ng rice tsaka ng ulam. So, 'yun yung siguro dalawa. Tapos, pangatlo siguro yung use of language, yeah, tsaka yung accent. Kasi iba yung accent. So, we are more attuned to the American English, diba? Sa Pilipinas.
Yeah.
So, even yung pronunciation ng tomato,
yeah,
yung mga ganun ba, tapos yung bin instead na garbage. Yung yes, mga simpleng mga bagay na kailangan, okay, so that's how they refer to these things here. So, yun yung mga ano,
yung mga adjustments.
Naisip ko.
Oo. But how long pa bago kayo talagang naka-adapt sa new culture and environment? Did it take you years or mabilis lang din?
Probably for me, 2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years na, okay, ito na. Yeah. At nagkaroon na kami ng rhythm.
Yes. Oo.
Yung adjust. Kasi 6 months din kami sa St. Leonard's, then we moved to Geelong.
Mm-hmm.
Adjust na naman kami doon.
Mm-mm.
Yan.
And then you permanently stayed in Geelong na.
Yes.
Bakit Geelong naman?
Because from Melbourne, going to St. Leonard's, nag-drive kami sa, what do you call it? Sa waterfront.
Ng Geelong.
And then, you know, pag nakita mo yung isang place na may affinity ka agad, alam mo yung pakiramdam na, oh my God, ito yung lugar.
Yes.
And that's it. So even nag-pass lang kami, sabi ko kay Fritz, we will move to Geelong eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
What year did you move to Geelong?
2007.
Yeah. Oh, so 1 year after.
No, 6 months.
6 months after. Okay, kasi October kayo dumating.
October kami dumating. Tapos March 2007, lumipat na kami sa Geelong. Kasi yung drive na yun yung scenic. Scenic yung drive.
Mm-mm.
Nasa left hand mo yung water.
Mm-mm.
Tapos glistening siya in the sun. So sabi namin, oh my gosh, this is home. This is it. This is where we're gonna build our new home.
Oo. So wala bang regrets? So from that experience na nag-tantrums, nahirapan mag-adjust sa weather and sa, you know, sa kakulangan sa community, wala bang regret na, you know, we settled in Australia, dito na kami?
Well, wala.
Ngayon, yeah. You're happy.
Zero.
Siguro yung ang house help lang. Yun lang yun.
Yeah. We all share the same sentiment. Yes.
Yun
din eh, kasi ikaw lahat gagawa dito, right? You work and then you do the house chores. Lahat, ikaw lahat.
Oh, 100%. Yun pala, isa sa mga challenges.
Kaya 2 years.
Hindi ka sanay na ikaw lahat.
Mm-mm.
Hindi ka tulad sa Pilipinas, di ba? Maraming kang,
may tulong.
Meron kang support network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then building a family. So, when you came here, Adam was 3 years old,
That's
if
right.
I'm not mistaken. And then dito na pinanganak si Paige.
That's right.
So, raising a family naman. Raising kids na Filipino sila, pero dito na sila sa kultura ng Australia. Was it hard? For you as parents?
No. Don't think so, because you just raise kids the way you raise kids, and then you just support them where needed.
Mm-hmm.
Wala nga kaming hindi kami naging miyembro ng Filipino community.
Mm-hmm.
Nung nasa Geelong kami, ang unang nag-adopt sa amin talaga is the local performing arts community.
Mm-hmm.
So sila yung parang naging circle of friends namin. Doon umiikot yung aming
life.
Ang aming buhay. Tapos sila yung taga-support.
Yeah.
Sila yung parang naging pamilya namin sa Geelong. So Wala namang masyadong challenges.
Mm-mm.
Yun lang yung mahirap silang pakainin, yung napaka-fussy eaters.
I think we share the same sentiment. Yes, go ahead.
I think one thing is, kasi yung work ko, around 4:30, 5 o'clock, nagsistart.
Morning.
Yeah. No, evening.
Ah, okay. So night shift ka.
Night shift. So si Fritz mag-work siya during the day. Oh. And then she gets home. Ako namin naalis. So laging may banta yung bata.
Yeah.
So hindi, like, kami lang nag-race. So wala kaming, hindi kami sabay nag-work.
Oo, kailangan magkaiba yung schedule.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there were daycare and ayaw nyo din silang ilagay sa daycare that time.
Daycare din namin ng parang mga once a week or something like that para maka-experience naman sila.
Para maka-experience.
Socialize with others. Pero it worked out really well because I do have a day job and then Jordan worked in the evening. So talagang tag team kayo. Parang pag uwi mo ng bahay, alis si Jordan, hindi pa ako parang nakaka-debrief from my day job. Okay, I'm gonna put my mom cap on. And do dinner and
Then si din Jordan walang tulog magbabantay din. Or sneak na lang yung tulog.
Hindi, ano naman sila, okay sila na nung baby si Paige, natutulog siya during the day. So pareho wala kami, tutulog kami.
Okay,
at saka yung work ko sa evening mga 3-4 hours kasi I run the business.
Okay,
so yun yung business. I'll teach like 2-3 hours and then I'm home by 8 or 9.
Ito na yung performing arts.
Yes.
Nagsimula na Gilong.
Yes.
Na kayo nito.
Yes.
So I wanna ask Adam and of course Paige, did you question ever kung sino kayo, like who you are? Because you grew up here in Australia, right? But then you're Filipino. Was there like a, who am I? Like, there that?
Yeah, 100%. I think I never really thought about it growing up, but I think that question is very relevant to me at the moment. I think, becoming an adult now, and you really start, I guess you wake up and you start asking these questions. Oh, I get my own freedom to make my own decisions and stuff. And then you start thinking about, what do I want? What type of person am I? And that's sort of the struggle that I'm even having now. Like, obviously, I've grown up as Australian. I've had Australian friends and that. But my heritage is from the Philippines. And it's something that I'm, like, enjoying exploring about myself is how I'm able to, look at these two cultures and how they both make up who I am.
Yeah. So are you, I know that you're part of FYPG, right?
Yes, correct.
So it helps you to, kumbaga, know who you are. Because you are with Filipinos, kumbaga.
Yes. But I think having also that part of my identity, which is fully Australian as well, is very important to me too.
How about you, Paige? Good question?
No, I didn't really. Like, I've sort of just thought of myself as, like, Australian, but, like, recently we've gotten in touch with our culture a little bit more, like the folk dancing and all that.
Nice. Pag-usapan muna natin ang kanilang life as a family of performers. So, how did your family first get involved in performing arts? Let's start with Jordan.
I was a dancer back early 90s. Professional dancer ako. And then, this nag-meet kami ni Fritz nga, this concert niya. And, after that, nag-date na.
Doon na nabuo. And Fritz, you're a singer too.
Yes, I sing.
Wow.
I've been singing since I was a child.
Mm.
So, yun, dun talaga nagsimula. Mm-mm. Kasi yung, I grew up in a street where everybody sings.
Yes.
I'm in a family of musicians. Like, my grandfather is a violin player.
Wow.
Tapos yung mga magulang ko kumakanta, nagtutugtog ng gitara. So parang inevitable, di ba? So from a very early age, I sang, and then I joined singing competitions on TV, on the radio, and doon na nag-start yung parang pag-take ng singing to the next level.
Yeah.
Na nagpa-perform ka na publicly. And then I joined like the Metropolitan Children's Chorus and did a few shows with them when I was a child and toured with the Metropolitan Theater Company.
Wow! So talagang nasa dugo na, kumbaga,
yung
performing arts.
Mm.
At ang a good thing is, naipamana nyo ito sa inyong mga anak na Paige is a performer and then Adam also plays guitar and also performs. Tell us, what have you done so far? You started at 7, right, Paige? And what were the projects you did, like the stage shows that you did?
So I did Peter Pan. It was like a pantomime up in Melbourne when I was 7. And I also was young Elsa in like the Frozen the musical. And then I was Jane Banks in the Mary Poppins Australian tour as well.
Oh, and how about you, Adam?
Yeah, so I think my biggest one was I did Matilda the Musical, and we did. I went to Sydney and Brisbane for that as well.
And the entire Melbourne season.
Yeah, and of course the entire Melbourne season. Then I also did the Bodyguard musical.
Wow.
Which was pretty fun. And then I also was in Carmen the opera.
Wow. So did you...
And you did The Voice Kids.
The Voice...
Yes, oh, the Voice Kids.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Grabe, did it come natural sa inyo? Like, was it like, were you forced to do it? Or you, it's just...
Yeah,
because like, my parents are doing it.
I think the story goes that I was watching The Lion King, and I just started singing the song. Like, I just can't wait to be king. And then my mom noticed, oh, what? My kid can sing. And then it was sort of like, just from there, I've just always been singing, I guess.
So, paano niyo po ni-nurture yung kanilang, at di-develop yung kanilang mga talent? Because they're really doing well.
You need to learn to take the cue from them. So, iintayin mo talaga, hindi mo ifo-force. You know, Jordan's a dancer, I'm a singer, and like any parent, you know, you wish and you hope. For example, you're a doctor, you wait for signs that, oh, magiging doktor ba yung anak ko?
Yeah.
So, kami parang naghihintay lang, hindi naman pinipilit. And then when Adam showed signs of, oh, he's really interested in performing arts, he's always dancing around and singing, theme songs from TV.
Yeah.
Yung mga Thomas the Tank Engine, the theme songs. Oh, ganda ng boses ng batang to. So, kanta lang siya ng kanta.
Wow.
And then, he was watching, like, The Voice for the adults. And then, he really liked Joel Madden kasi naka-hat. Eh, mahilig siya mag-wear ng cap.
Oh.
Tapos, nakita niya advertisement for yung ng The Voice Kids. Sabi niya, uy, I want to join that para ma-meet ko si Joel Madden.
Oh.
Yun lang yung reason niya. I want to sing in front of him. Sabi ko, naku, wala ka man lang singing training. Anak, ano bang gagawin natin ito? Pero sige, kung gusto mo, suportahan ka namin dyan. And with Paige, ito namang batang to, because we always take her to the dance studio.
Mm.
Pag merong dance classes, tapos lagi siyang nakakapanood ng concert, hindi mo biglang tumbling ng tumbling on the side stage.
Oh. Just
cartwheel, tapos sayo ng sayo. Tapos gusto niya makisali na dun sa bigger kids. So, inevitable, because nandun ka sa environment na ganun, napansin naman, okay, they really have a thing for performing arts.
Mm.
So, yun yung i-introduce mo slowly, slowly.
Mm-mm.
And you really have to know how to read them para hindi sila, para hindi mo sila i-push.
Oo.
Yun ang importante.
Exactly. So, did you take them to auditions then? After that,
nung gusto na nila.
So take the cue from them pala talaga. And now, how do you feel about them? Like, you know, they're doing, sa edad nila, ang dami ng achievement.
Siyempre, very proud.
Very proud.
Yeah. Mm. So that's like both of them now help me run the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Mga teachers na rin sila.
Wow.
Oh. Like, before yung studio namin, mostly for teenagers and adults.
Mm.
Nung nag-start si Adam, magustuhan niyang maging performer. Doon na ako nag-open ng kids sa performing arts studio namin.
Mm-mm.
Dati walang kids talaga.
Mm-mm.
Teenagers ang target market namin, tsaka adults.
Yeah.
Pero nung ready na sila, parang siya yung guinea pig.
So,
alright, nag-open na kami sa kids hanggang sunod-sunod. Hanggang ngayon, kids, ano na, concentration namin. Kids na.
Oo. And tell me more about this performing arts studio. This was when you were in Geelong na, binoon nyo yung business when you were in Geelong.
Nung nagsishefing ako sa St. Leonard's, straight away, sabi ko, hindi na ako makasayaw. Siyempre, alam mo, 30 plus ka na nung time na yun.
Mm.
Wala. May hinahanap nung katawan ko.
So,
Punta ako ng Geelong, nag-try ako ng class.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, siyempre, na-impress yung teacher. Tapos, yung isang student doon sabi, pag nag-open daw ako ng school, sasama sila.
Ay, talaga. So, doon ka na-push
parang,
din.
Parang yun yung nag-plant ng seed.
Oo.
Tapos, nagulat na lang nga si Fritz, bigla na lang ako nag-quit sa job. Sa chefing.
To focus.
Sabi ko, may naipon na ako. Let's go. Bumili ako ng kotse. Tapos may enough to, you know, rent a house.
Mm-mm.
Let's move to Geelong.
Wow.
Eh, wala pa siyang work ng time na yun. Eh.
Wow.
So, basta ako, risk, let's go.
Oo.
Lipat kami sa Geelong agad.
Oo. Wow, I love that. Kasi talagang, alam mo yon, yung parang, kahit na mahirap, talagang tinuloy mo yung gusto mo, yung ini-envision mo, kumbaga. And now, you've grown. The performing arts studio has grown,
that is
right?
Correct, yes.
Ilang students na meron?
we maintain a boutique studio, so mm-hmm. mga 100 students.
Oh, yeah. Still a lot, yeah. No? And what kind of dances do you, or like arts do you teach?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything. Oh. Yes. Even recently, nag-open ako ng folk dance sa Filipiniana.
That's good. Oh,
kasi marami ng Filipino sa Geelong. Yun ang pinaka-latest naming dinagdag sa ano namin, program.
Oo. And these are not only Filipinos yung sumasayaw ng Filipino folk dance.
Yeah, may mga white friends kami na sumasayaw. Gusto nila matutunan yung culture ng Filipino.
Nice.
Kasi before I teach a dance, sinasabi ko sa kanila kung ano yung history ng dance, what's mm-hmm. the purpose of the dance, mm-hmm. kung ano yung story ng dance. Mm-hmm. Kasi ang folk dance hindi lang basta sasayaw ka eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya siya nakabuo ng isang sayaw because may nangyayari.
Yeah,
may
there's story.
There is a story dun sa pyesa.
Oh, oh.
So yun lagi, nagkukwento muna ako before gagawin ko yung choreography.
Oh, oh.
So gustong-gusto nila, hindi lang sila basta magkikik ka or turn ka, the usual modern dance, di ba?
Oh.
Doon talaga lahat may kwento. Bawat galaw ng kamay mo, bawat galaw. Yeah.
So, interested naman sila. Oh. Interested sila sa folk dance. Tapos, I think isa sa mga niche ng Parallax Performing Arts is napakadami naming styles of dance na ino-offer.
Mm-hmm.
So, from the, you know, yung mga traditional na jazz, ballet, tap, K-pop.
Acrobatics.
So, K-pop, tinuturo ni Adam.
K-pop, wow. Tinuturo niya. Tapos, ito naman, tuturo ng jazz. Tapos, meron din kaming song and dance groups na half an hour nagsisinging sa akin yung group and then half an hour choreography.
Wow.
So, madedevelop nung estudyante yung song and dance skills, yung coordination ng dalawa. Wow. Kasi, ano siya eh, mahirap na skill yun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, recently ngayon, dinagdag namin sa program namin yung Filipiniana, which is great. And we maintain a small class size, boutique studio kami.
Yeah.
And nagpapa-audition din kami.
Before you accept the student.
That's correct.
Kinakausap din namin yung mga yung parents, yung families, yung estudyante, para talagang alam namin yung goals nila.
Mm-hmm.
Para iti-tailor namin yung training para ma-achieve yung goals nila. At saka, meron tayong understanding na ganito yung klase ng training. Kasi, talagang pag sinabi mong training, alam mo naman, pag Pinoy,
yes.
Talagang training so, tayo
seryoso
dyan.
Yeah.
Seryoso tayo dyan. We mean business.
Yes.
We don't want to waste time. We don't want to waste money. And we want you to be the best that you can be.
Yeah.
So, ganun. Para, kung sakasakali na, halimbawa, yung estudyante, ang hirap ng klase today. Oh, you signed up for this, ha?
So, it's not just dancing, you also have singing.
Singing. So, may singing component. So, I teach private singing lessons and group singing lessons as well.
Wow.
Tapos, musical theater component kami.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun, masaya siya. Masaya. Mm-hmm. Busy.
And it's the whole family that's working, right? Because
yes.
Even you, Adam, and Paige, you have a part in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you teach, Paige?
I teach the choreography, like for the song and dance groups. I also teach like kids tap and jazz.
Yeah.
And then like a little bit more advanced jazz.
Wow. And you, Adam?
Yeah, I just run like a K-pop hip hop class. Mm. This is something I was interested in, like growing up, obviously, like with BTS and all that in high school. So yeah, Dad sort of allowed that passion to unfurl.
Wow. Kasi yun na din yung uso ngayon, di ba? K-pop and you also have a talent agency that was recently birthed, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's a talent agency is based in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Then the main agent retired. Is that the word?
Mm,
retired.
Yeah, moved on to another project. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So, and then the agency shut for a year. Eh, may mga talent kami na sa studio.
Uh-oh.
Alam mo yun, na pwede na eh. Pwedeng mag-audition na sa professional show. So we talked to the owner, which is our good friend.
Mm.
As in, sa industry din sila.
Yeah.
And usap, if we, you know, we want to be part of the agency, buhayin natin.
Mm-mm.
And pero concentration lang namin is Geelong. Ayaw namin i-take over yung Melbourne kasi marami na dito.
Yeah.
Pero kailangan namin i-hone yun, you know, i-represent yung talent ng Geelong.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then that's it. Pumayag siya. And then we took over yung agency
January
this year. 25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's called The Artist Group and we have partners.
Mm-mm.
So yung main office is nandito sa Essendon.
Okay.
And then, good friends kasi namin ito eh, dahil yung anak nila, saka si Adam, nag-work together sa Matilda.
Ah.
So, friends namin sila for a very long time and we, you know, we've been in the industry. Alam namin kumbaga kung paano gumalaw yung industriya. Tapos, nagde-develop din kami ng talent.
Mm-hmm.
So, paano mo pa susuportahan yung talent na trinain mo kung di next level i-represent mo
i-represent
sila
mo na. Diba
para magkaroon
it works well with the talent the arts
para yung kumbaga yung pathway, diba?
Yes.
So, syempre, kahit naman gaano ka kagaling na dancer or kahit gaano kagaling na singer, kung tapos gusto mo mag-perform ng sa bigger stage or sa ibang audience, paano mo gagawin yun? Pasok tayo dun sa agency para magkaroon ng maraming door, mag-open ng doors of opportunity sa, halimbawa kung gusto nilang mag-perform sa musical theater or mag-perform sa film or TV or magkaroon ng commercial. So,
in short,
kami.
Kayo yung maging manager.
Yan,
nila.
Talent agent.
Talent agent.
Yan kami. The artist group yung pangalan.
The artist group.
Pero chillong lang yung concentration namin.
So you help the talents na makapasok sa bigger stage. Kayo yung magre-represent sa kanila, mag-agent
100%.
Sa kanila. That's really good. So have we, meron na bang mga talents na napadala natin?
Yes.
Madami-dami.
Madami-dami this year. Yeah. Meron, even last night, merong receive kami na email na yung isang talent namin on hold na siya for a commercial.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, hindi lang namin pwede sabihin kasi.
Yes. Pero yung mga recent, meron kaming talent sa Annie, the musical.
Nice.
Tapos, may talents kami sa Carmen, yung opera sa Regent Theater. Tapos, ano pa ba? Meron kaming talent na katatapos lang yung Tina, the musical, sa Princess Theater. Tapos may mga TV commercials din, like yung Victorian Education Campaign.
Yes, wow.
Kasi alam din namin, not only from the perspective of a talent agent, but as a parent of a child.
Yes,
kasi you have... Kasi napagdaanan din namin. So alam namin kung paano supportahan din yung magulang to be able to support their child.
You know, you have been here in Australia for like more than 20 years at na-adapt nyo na yung kultura ng Australia. How is Christmas celebrated sa Punsalang home?
We do Christmas lunch na.
Pero,
dapat naka-wear ng red.
Ayun.
Yun.
So, wala na tayong panoche buena like we do in the Philippines.
Wala.
Masyado ng pagod.
Pagod kami.
So, matutulog kami. Kasi on the lead up to Christmas, yung end of year concerts kasi namin, first two weekends ng December. So, pagod na pagod ka. Kasi may day job pa ako apart from running the performing arts school. So, pagod ka na pagdating ng Pasko, pero at least Christmas lunch. But maybe the kids can answer, how do we celebrate Christmas? Folks,
what's your memory of Christmas sa inyong family?
Oh, I guess it's pretty standard, really. We just like
eat lunch.
Yeah, eat lunch, spend time with family, give gifts to each other. Yeah, it's a good time.
But what about the food on the table? Do you have Filipino food?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Really? Who cooks? Mommy, do you cook?
She no.
Yeah.
I'm the cook.
Jordan is the cook. So,
but
what
during,
do you?
But during Christmas, like we buy from Filipino chefs in Geelong, like
to support them.
The barbecues,
yes. Palabok,
the pancit palabok,
spring roll, yung lumpia.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Filipino food, Paige?
Like longanisa, like the sausages,
And rice? Do you like rice?
Yeah, with like a fried egg.
Wow. So parang long silog, kumbaga. The long silog. Yeah, but it's still Filipino kahit na lunch, but kasi nga, you prepare Filipino food.
Yeah.
Pag may mga shows yung mga bata, minsan wala ka ng time magpasko, mag-celebrate ng Christmas. Exactly. Pero ngayon, since medyo nag-retire na from childhood roles tong dalawang bata, hi, salamat. Maka-celebrate na ng medyo matinutino.
Na anong gusto niyo maibigay na payo o tips para sa mga new families that are just settled here in Australia?
For me, just do your research tapos talagang tulungan kayo. Tulungan, support each other talaga. And then maging masipag. I think that's it.
Family talaga. Napaka-importante na your family has your back. Tapos importante rin talaga na maliwanag sa'yo kung ano yung values mo. Kasi change ito.
Yes,
so,
true.
depende kung anong extent yung i-accept mo yung change, mm-hmm. kung ano yung i-compromise mo.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
At saka, open ka kailangan to, to learn, listen and learn. Tapos, research nga, importante yun. Kailangan observant ka.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, always big picture, wag ego.
Oo.
Yes. Wag ego and wag yabang.
Ayun. Thank you, Fritzy and Jordan, for sharing that. And ano na, last na lang, very short, Christmas message sa lahat ng mga nakikinig.
Christmas message, yeah. Adam and Paige.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Enjoy the festive season with the people you love.
Ayan.
Yes, Jordan. Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy the family.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.